Today is being colder again. I already put all my jackets, so I only have this jacket, but it, headset is look smart. Thank you, head. Okay, let us prepare ourselves and we pray first before we hear the word of God. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful day. Little bit cold outside, but when we come to your heart, we can feel that you hug us and say, little kid, I was with you and I is with you now and forever. Thank you for today you provide the word for us, and we believe your word will strengthen us so that we know where to go and what should we do. Thank you, Father. Speak to us this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, when we read all the book of Philippians, we can see that one of the main subjects of this book is be anxious for nothing, but rejoice in the Lord. When Paul talked this topic to Philippians, he wanted to encourage brothers and sisters because they are in suffering, especially most of them, they come not from middle upper class, but they are lower class people. And then after that, they believe Jesus Christ. They feel that there's so many problems they have. That's why Paul encouraged them. And Paul said, rejoice in the Lord and be anxious for nothing. I believe that this topic is still relevant for us today. Many of us, I can say many of believers, lost their rejoice and become too anxious and worry in everything. Most of us worry about our future. I don't know how worry South Korean people now when they heard that North Korean president will send one special gift for them. There's a nuclear. Of course, if the war happened, I don't think North Korean can win in this war, but at least when the war happened, something damage and everybody feels suffer. Many people worry about this. Many people worry about world economy. I read one news from Cyprus. There is a guy. He worked for the whole life, and then after that, he has around $1 million Australian dollars. And then he take this money and go back to his hometown. His hometown is Cyprus. And after that, he deposit this money. Suddenly he deposit this money and government changed the rule. Deposit money more than 100,000 euro, government give back. But more than 100,000, that's mean 1 million, government say, we cannot give back to you. And we will lend this money from you. And then suddenly this guy say, oh my goodness, I work for the whole year for my life so that I can have comfortable life. But now I don't have anything, just in one night. People worry about future. I serve at Phoebe. Some of sister already 30 years old, and they are worried. When I have a handsome guy, then I go back for married. And now there are two sisters will go back for married, and other sisters, oh my goodness, when my turn, when my turn. Peanut, you make problem for SP sister. When my turn, when my turn. We worry about future. And then young adult worry about their career. People like me who has teenager, sometimes I worry about my teenager. I need to take care, cannot too hard, but still in control. Let them to choose, but sometimes I say, you don't choose this one is no good. We argue everything, we are worried. I believe when I'm 60 or 70, sometimes maybe worry that my children not visit me again because of busyness in this world. Everybody has this kind of experience. With the same situation, I would like to say thanks God, because through Paul's personal experience, he said, be anxious for nothing, but rejoice in the Lord. Why Paul said this? Yesterday, Pastor Eugene mentioned on verse 13. Let's see verse 13, Philippians chapter 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. This is the first reason. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The second reason, verse 19, and my God shall supply all your need according his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I do not talk about verse 13. If you want to know, then you can open website and hear again what Pastor Eugene mentioned yesterday. But today I want to share verse 19. And my God will supply all your need according to his riches in the glory by Christ Jesus. We no need to worry and rejoice always, because Paul said, and my God supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Let's see and meditate this verse. Number one, I want you to see, and my God. Not and the God, but and my God. The word of my is something personal. My wife, my kid, my spouse, my. When we use this word, my, remind us that there are a close relationship between me and the subject that I talk. That's why I said my. Paul said, my God. That means he has close relationship with God. In our relationship with God, that we can share many things from God, and God says something to us. What I know is our God is sharing God. God always wants to share something to us. And every thing that God said to us is something important and very, very useful for us. And I'm happy because I can live with God. In Old Testament, we see that God shared many things to God's people. For example, when God want to punish Sodom and Gomorrah, and then God shared something with Abraham. And then after that, Abraham has intercession with God. And then when Samuel confused to choose which son of Isai so that be the next king, and then God said something to Samuel, don't see from outlook, but see from inside. God said something to Samuel. And then if we see from New Testament, we can see that Jesus always want to share something, share his blessing to the disciple. So brothers and sisters, when God says something, we need to stay close to him. By stay close to him, then we get something from God. That's why Paul say, "And my God," not your God, not his God, not her God, but my God, have personal relationship. This number one. Number two, Paul said, supply all your need. Bible not say supply all your will. We should remember our need is limited. One more time, our need is limited. I like cooking. Cooking is my hobby, is one of my way to reduce my stress. Yesterday, I cooked some food because this Sunday I will leave, and usually I cook more so that I can put in refrigerator and then leave it to my wife, to my kid before I leave. Yesterday I cooked beef rendang, very, very nice. This time I said perfect because last time I failed. But this time I'm very perfect. When I see this rendang, oh, I will kill 2 plates after this. But after that, I ate 1 plate, and I feel, oh, full, enough, yeah. If I ate 1 more plate, then I cannot walk and feel so, yeah, you know, if someone ate too much, it's no good. Yeah, I have another plate of beef rendang, but I only ate few pieces. Some of people, they can have big apartment. For example, one apartment with 4 rooms. I believe you only need 1 room. If one night you sleep at 4 rooms, that means you need to go to psychology. Yeah, 1 night 4 rooms, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. You make problem with me or with P-Sam. P-Sam, I cannot sleep overnight. We only need 1 room. I believe you work, you have so many suites. I only have 2. You have so many suites. But you try, when you go to your office, you use 3 suites together. And people will say, are you something wrong? We need. Yes, we need. But our need is limited. But our will is unlimited. I feel that I am very rich, not because I have a lot, but because I don't need a lot. Yeah, not because I have a lot, but because I don't need a lot. We need to have simple life for ourselves, but big ambition for God. With this kind of philosophy, then we feel life is very light. Paul said, God will fulfill all your need. That's why I learned from Paul. Let's see verse 11 and 12. Philippians 4. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in wherever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I learn both to full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I know everything. I know, but every time, God fulfills what I need. Brother and sister, if you have this kind of philosophy, then you will be rejoiced always. Third part, Paul said in verse 19, according to his riches. Many of us sometimes forget that our God is a rich God. We don't know that our God is rich God. That's why we do not come to Him. 2 months ago, when Samuel went back from the school, Samuel said, "Papa, Papa, can I continue my study to United States?" Then I see his face. "Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not?" And then after that, he not asking again, "Are you sure, Papa?" No. He didn't ask me any question, and I didn't see him stress. He just say, "Papa, Papa, can I continue my study at UNESCO?" I said, "Yes, yes." Brothers and sister, he put trust in me. Why we do not put our trust in God? We know that our God is rich God. When we say, then amen. When I prepared this sermon, I said in my heart, I want to say something. This Sunday, I will fly to Jakarta, and then Monday to Surabaya, and then Thursday to Kupang. Of course, Phoebe pay my ticket to Jakarta. And then I personally use my own money from Jakarta to Surabaya, Surabaya to Kupang, and go back. Every month I save 500 in this few months so that I can use this money. But I still think this money not enough. You know how God fulfilled this one? One of sister told me, "Pastor Slamet, I have some blessing from my employer. I don't know where I should put this money, but I heard that you have mission trip to Surabaya and Kupang. Can I give you some money?" And I said, yeah. Then I get 1,000. And then this Sunday, one Korean sister, "Oh, Pastor Slamet, I know that you won't go to Surabaya, and we heard from newsletter, and then can I put some money to you?" Then I say, yes. And I get 2,000 Hong Kong dollars. And now I have 3,000 Hong Kong dollars with my own money, 3,000. Then I have 6,000. And then the last one sister said, "Oh, Pastor Slamet, can I ask you to bring this money to my sister?" Yeah. "But I also have some money to you because I work more, and then grandma gave me some money so that I will give you." And she gave me 150. Then I said, thank you. Brothers and sisters, this is our God, rich God. When you start to do His work, and He will provide everything. That's why I love this verse. "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches." According to His riches. We need to know God. The problem is how we know God. My teacher told me we need 2 O. First O is open mind. When we read the Bible, we need open mind. Don't block our mind. When we block our mind, "Is it true?" "I don't think so." "Maybe." No. Open. Open. The first O. The second O is obey, obedient. When God say, and just do it. I learned these 2 O from Ruth. Old Testament, the book of Ruth. When her mother-in-law say something to her, you do A, B, C, D. And She just follow what her mother tell her. And after that, Ruth married with Boaz and have Obed. And Obed has Isaiah. Isaiah has David, king of David, from this generation. Why? Because two old. One is open mind, the other is obedience. When God tell you, do it, and you can know who is God. So we know God not only by reading Bible, but we know God by experience. One day, when we getting old, what kind of treasure that we can share to our kid? The book of Deuteronomy told us, our experience with God is the best treasure for our next generation. But the problem is you don't know God. How can you share? Today, there are so many Bible commentary. There are so many good preacher. You can read all the book about the Bible. You can hear message from big preacher. But the problem is, if you don't have any experience with God, you have nothing to say with your next generation. How we can know God? How we can have this kind of experience? 2-0. Open mind, and then obey, and you will know that our God is rich God. Number 4. In glory by Christ Jesus. In glory by Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we need to know God. Now we need to put our life in glory by Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you that God's glory is seen in creation. Number 2, God's glory is seen in incarnation. Number 3, God's glory is seen in resurrection. And God's glory is seen in ascension. Now God put us to share this glory for the whole world. When God call you to share this glory to other people, then God will equip you with many things. He will equip you with ability to speak, and then He put anything to you so that you can share everything. If you live to share God's glory, then I believe God will complete everything for you. God will complete everything for you. Don't think, oh, if I do this, don't worry about that. Because God always equip everybody so that they can do the work of God. If we live with this kind of philosophy, and I believe that you will get everything from God. So, number 1, my God need to have personal. Number 2, God fulfill your need. Number 3, you need to know God. And number 4, you live for God's glory. With these 4, then you will be rejoiced in the Lord and be anxious for nothing. Amen. Tell your brother and sister, hey brother, don't worry. Hey sister, don't worry. Let's do it now. Sarah will lead us in worship, and then after that, Pastor Sophia will lead us in prayer.
right, let's surrender everything and let's pray for our community this morning. Let's pray for those who are sick with cancer. And let's ask the Lord to truly provide for their needs. And so let's pray for healing and let's seek the Lord for on behalf of the people on the list. Let's pray. Pray for those who are struggling with cancer and other illnesses, but also don't know the Lord. And let's ask the Lord to shine His light upon them. Let's pray for miraculous healing. Let's pray for salvation. So let's lift it up right now. Let's intercede for those with other illnesses and ask the Lord to heal, and let's lift them up right now. So let's pray. Let's now pray for those who are still looking for employment and jobs and work, and let's ask the Lord to open up doors. And so let's pray fervently for them. Let's lift them up. Let's now pray for our mission focus for this morning, and it's our local ministries. And so let's lift up all our local ministries here in Hong Kong. Let's ask the Lord to do some powerful things and great testimonies to come out of the ministries that we support in prayer. So let's lift up our local ministries here in Hong Kong. Father, we just pray for the churches, Lord. We just ask God. Let's pray for our missions committee. Let's pray for myself, Jamie, John, Sarah, Jisun, Kiwan. And let's ask the Lord to really guide our decisions and guide our care and give revelation to the areas in the world that we need to go to. So let's lift up our missions committee right now. Pray for our local outreach, for the community center in Saipun, for Igape, for the teachers serving in Igape, and for the students there, for our homeless ministry, for SP Lights, and for our prison ministry as we're trying to get that off the ground. And so let's bathe it with prayer and ask the Lord to truly minister to those locally here. Let's pray. Pray for our government, for the wealth gap, and that it would close. Let's pray for revival. Let's pray for our relationship with China, and that we could export Christ to China. And so let's pray for those things right now. Let's pray for McCain House Church that's meeting today, and let's ask the Lord to bless them, and that they would experience just intimacy with Christ and with one another. And so let's lift up McCain House Church. Father, we thank you that you are my God, that you are our God, and that you can supply all our needs. Lord, we just pray that you fill us with the joy of the Lord today, God, that we may go out today and rejoice in you. And Lord, we just thank you just for all that you've done. We lift this day up to you, and we dedicate it to you. May we experience you in our workplaces and wherever we go and whatever we do today. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray.